I would love to know how you see prayer. Because I think we have a problem. I think, if I'm honest, I have a problem. I wonder if you remember on those Sunday afternoons long ago, the Waltons. It was them, wasn't it, who used to say as the credits rolled at the end of the programme, "Good night, John Boy." There was always a time for "God bless Mummy, God bless Daddy," and so on. But it seems to me, if that's what we have made of prayer, then we have got it desperately wrong. It seems to me that if we teach that prayer equals the Lord's Prayer, over which Jesus said, "Pray like this." Not "pray this," but "pray like this." Then we have fundamentally got something wrong. That we're missing something out. We could have, during Lent, as we've done in past years, focus on all kinds of passages. We could be looking at the prayers of Jesus. But instead, as last week, we're looking at some of the Psalms. And why is that? That is because, in essence, the Psalms are people's crying out to God. We read them today as reciting the past. We often say them antiphonally. That means one side and then the other. But have we lost the meaning? The thrust of last week was a prayer that focused on who God is and had us recognizing God's majesty before ever we turn inwards and pray for ourselves. A crucial element of our relationship with God, recognizing first who he is. We say, "Our Father in heaven," long, long before we reach the "give us today." So onwards to tonight, to two very difficult prayers. I think we'll start with the reading we had second. And if you were a child of my generation, you would have been singing. I wonder if any of you were hearing the sound of Boney M. Do you remember? "By the rivers of Babylon." But what is that really about? It's not a psalm of joy. It's a psalm of heartbreak and confusion. It's a psalm in which the people of God are saying, "How on earth can I do this anymore? How can I pray? How can I see God when all around me everything has gone horribly wrong?" So to put it entirely in context, we are in Babylon. Babylon, the place of great opposition and threat for God's people. The people of God are in captivity, enslaved. belittled and mocked, and the taunts is, sing us one of the songs of Zion. They were mocked for their faith. They were mocked for their trust in God. Everything they believed in was belittled. But what does that psalm say? By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down, and there we wept when we remembered Zion. We catch within those two short verses something of what God's people held desperately dear. The place they came from, the holy city. A sense in which their whole identity, their relationship with God was wrapped up with being in the place that God had given them, that had cruelly been taken from them. They ask of themselves a very painful question. How could we? How could we sing the songs of worship and freedom and joy when around us is just abuse? When everything has gone horribly wrong, how can we still believe? Have you ever been there? Have you? I have. Beside the rivers of Babylon. And what about the first psalm, Psalm 61? This is much more individual. This reflects very much not the people of God as a whole, but rather the heart of the psalmist. Hear my prayer, O God. Listen to my cry. From the end of the earth I call to you when my heart is faint. Here is someone who has run out of energy, who is sick and tired of just going through the motions, trying to get through, but somehow just not making himself heard. From the ends of the earth I call to you when my heart is faint. Here is someone who is right on the edge, who is ready to give up. And what a prayer it is. This is where we go afterwards. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. His response to being so under threat is to ask to be taken back, to be taken nearer to the throne, to the heart of God. So what about us, and what about our prayer life? I wonder sometimes if we're just a wee bit too nice. Just as an exercise, I wonder tonight after the service, because there are refreshments, you would ask one another just one question. How are you? And I think to a person, to the last person, the answer would be this. I'm fine. Is that what we're doing with prayer? Do we feel the need to say to our Heavenly Father, I'm doing fine, when actually the truth is we are hanging by a thread? I'd like to give you a model. Three very simple things that I hope perhaps we can mull over, perhaps you can take with you and reflect on as we go onwards through Lent, as we look at different elements of prayer. They are very simple, but they provide a useful framework with which to shape our life of prayer. The first is recognition. Our Father in heaven. In both of these cases, those who were praying looked to God. They recognized their situation. They admitted just how bad things were. When they were in the presence of God. Real prayer is about recognizing where we are and where He is. Then recognition. Then comes remembrance. If we are to pray powerfully, it's crucial that we remember what has happened before. And both of these prayers look back on God's promises and God's power. In Babylon, they looked back to that holy place. We need to remember God's promises and God's power. We need to remember the way that He has been with us and been close to us before, if we are to keep believing that He will again. And last but not least, with a passion, we need to believe in revival. We need to believe in change. If we pray and ask God for something, but actually in our hearts simply don't believe anything will change, we are utterly wasting our time. So to close, I wonder if you can just imagine how life would be, how the church would be if we did these things. If we were, all of us, honest with God and honest with one another about how we really feel and what we really need. If positively we all looked back and acknowledged where we had felt God's presence before, and if we believe with a passion that God will bring revival. Prayer, when hope is all but lost,
let's sing again in verses 1, 2, and 3e of number 66. 1, 2, and 3e.
Just bring back to mind those three words. Recognizing our need. Remembering God's presence and power as we have seen Him in the past. And believing in revival. Let us pray to the Lord with all our heart. And with all our soul. Let us pray for all Christian people that they may live in love and truth. Let us pray for all ministers of the church this week, especially. Let us pray for the rectors, one already instituted into OMA, and tomorrow night another into the parish of Dirk. We pray for them and for God's hand upon their ministry. And for our brothers and sisters in Christ. Lord, have mercy. Let us pray for peace throughout the world and for all governments. Lord, have mercy. Let us pray for our neighbours and for all our friends. pray for those who hate us, as we pray for those who love us. Let us pray for refugees and for prisoners, and for all who are exposed to the dangers of travel. Let us pray for all sick people, for the sorrowful and the dying. Let us pray for the abundance of the fruits of the earth, and that the poor and hungry may receive a just share. Tonight especially I would ask for your prayers for the Reverend Mark Lennox and his family, following yesterday the death of his grandmother. Let us remember our brothers and sisters who have entered into eternal rest. Let us just be still. Still in the presence of God. Perhaps there are people on your heart. Perhaps something in your life that makes you feel like God's people did there beside the rivers of Babylon. In the stillness, cast your cares upon him, because he cares for you. Lord, in your mercy, the church's prayer for this week, following the first Sunday in Lent. Almighty God, whose Son Jesus Christ fasted for 40 days in the wilderness and was tempted as we are, yet without sin, give us grace to discipline ourselves in obedience to your Spirit, and as you know our weakness, so may we know your power to save. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us draw our prayers to a close as we say that prayer that Jesus himself gave us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. We stand to sing our final hymn, a hymn that is born out of struggling to cling on and to see God. Number 666. Thank you.
May the Almighty and merciful God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, bless and keep us.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You might want to listen to what I'm saying.
There's one Peter.
That there's the old church font, Peter. I think so. Aye, it's nice to have, you know. But that... the old church, I suppose you know, I'm right, it was down in the...
Yes, Burns.
Yes.
And that was found, some clergyman found it and brought it up here, did he?
Aye, must have cleaned it up and brought it up.
Fantastic.
And that's the old one, I suppose that the, I don't know what it is, this church is 150 years.
So it's well
next
before
year.
That. So it's well. Brilliant. And how long has that brought back up?
I forgot what age that would the old church have been then.
Oh, way back in the, was it 1700?
Some of these here, or no?
Those plaques, the black ones.
Was one of the plaques brought up, was there?
There was the black ones. Those down there were brought up.
I don't know, that's the way I said. The dates in them, you know. But
fantastic.
So if she's 100, this church is 150 next year.
Fantastic.
That's 1866. You know. I'll just wait till the end,
that's just nice.
Job, have you seen what the some maids do there?
150, I suppose. That'd be done in the church's bump, wouldn't it?
That's right. What's your name? Listen, what did I say?
Congregation on other days.
Oh, that's good.
And March and read on one of those.
Oh, dude. That'll be able to keep us right. Just
see if that's his book or not.
What?
But he had it up at the
pulpit.
Because you see the boys should be really right.
Maybe we'll get that other one or from there.
I was thinking you were here for 6 years.
He's here, and 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 he's here,
That's the only hope for that.
You button the back of that, she?
Oh, great, it's pretty good. That's the only hope for that.
Right, what is he? I said,
What did I do with it?
Oh, that's another word.
Raise up the book, yeah.
Where did I write it? Where does it go?
On the right.
Here?
In case you...
In case.
You're going to stand for warden.
Oh, yeah. Can be.
Thank you, mate. What was I going to say? Yes, that's for... No. That's for Frances, Lindsay. I was in with her earlier and she said, I'm hoping to sit at the front.
But what's for Frances?
The iPad. She said to me, because you know she's got this Bell's palsy thing, which is horrible, but we'll be gone in a few weeks. She said, I'm trying to keep up with the sermons.
Oh, right.
But of course it's not so easy in early, because in Siam you can record them. And I said, well, I'll tell you what I'll do, Francis. I'll just put it on a CD.
Yeah.
So, and it's easy to take off an
iPad. You haven't recorded it there, have you?
Yeah.
She gets the best of both worlds. Unlike the people in Siam, she won't have to see my ugly face. Just hear me.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's good.
Is that everything? Yeah.
Well, you have
to go on there. Thank you.
Just
no, I'm good, I think. Thank you all. Thank you, Elaine. Did I mean, having a much prettier option than these two old is...
Mark, what do we write on here for, like, other than a Sunday service, or...?
Lent to you or not?
Well, to be honest, okay. I was just thinking it wasn't in anywhere else, so I wouldn't worry about it. But it is. Until I arrived, and then everything goes to pot. The problem is, if you're going to put them all in now, you've got nearly 3 years to catch up on.
Just for another year.
Well, if you want, I mean, you could start now and Sunday last, the 22nd, was Lent 1.
Yes.
Or the first Sunday in Lent. So if you want to write something in.
But what are you writing for tonight?
Well, to be honest, Wednesday. Unless it's a really...
Lenten service, just.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, anything like that. Or you could just put Wednesday there, and in the... That's the column where if there's anything to really note, put it. Where it says observations.
Yes.
So you could put Wednesday in there, and there, Lenten service.
That would make sense. I don't know, back 3 years ago. There are a man who used to write down what the weather was like.
but you see, there again, Archie, if there were only two people in church, you'd want in future years to be able to say that was because no one could go out in the snow.
Yes, back then.
Right, you're all wonderful. Thank you ever so much.
All right.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you. See you Sunday.
Okay, mate.
But I know how annoyed you get if I even talk over so much of the last dying